Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg 25, Rustenburg 29, Mbombela 22.
Crash in Craig Hall Park, Jansmuts Avenue northbound. It's near Conrad Drive, causing some slow-moving traffic. And we've got a stationary truck on the N3 southbound Bedford View. It's near Van Buren Road.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says the Government of National Unity continues to prioritize the African Union's agenda. He says a better Africa is at the heart of South Africa's foreign policy. Speaking at the China-Africa Cooperation Summit in Beijing, Ramaphosa emphasized South Africa's commitment to progressive internationalism.
We remain committed to the One China policy. I'm confident that we will exchange views on many issues regarding our political, economic, and technical cooperation. I'm confident that these shared sentiments will be expressed in our joint declaration.
The police have arrested over 13,000 suspects during a week-long crime-fighting operation. The operation took place from Monday to Sunday throughout various provinces. Police spokesperson Atlena Mate says more than 4,000 suspects were arrested for crimes such as murder, rape, possession of illegal firearms, and business robberies.
We have this past week seized 164 firearms from across all provinces. 41 handguns were confiscated during police operations in KZN. We have 2,689 rounds of ammunition that were also collected. And we've also managed to recover 52 hijacked and stolen vehicles.
Motorists can expect relief at filling stations from Wednesday after the Department of Energy announced a drop in fuel prices for September. Both grades of petrol will decrease by 92 cents per litre, while diesel will decrease by 79 cents and 1 rand 5 cents per litre. Departmental spokesperson Robert Marke says the decrease is due to lower oil prices and a stronger rand.
The slag levy remains unchanged at 0 cents per litre on both petrol and diesel. This is the fourth month in succession that the fuel prices have dropped. The prices of petrol have dropped by about 3.44 rand per litre over the period.
The Taliban supreme leader ordered Afghan officials to enact sweeping new morality laws curtailing women's rights. The law includes rules that women's faces, bodies and voices should be covered outside the home. While many of the measures have been informally enforced since the Taliban's takeover in 2021, their formal codification sparked an outcry from international community and right groups. More on jackaroundfm.com. Click on news. And Sweden says toddlers should not be allowed to watch screens at all. The country's public health agency says children under the age of 2 should be kept away from digital media and television completely. Teenagers between the age of 13 and 18 should be limited to 2 to 3 hours per day. It cited research showing that excessive screen use can lead to poor sleep, depression and body dissatisfaction. More on our news blog. I'm Emil Pienaar, hoofdnuusdier. President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa bly getrou aan die Afrika Unie se agenda.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
Good judgment, I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. I promise them that you're different and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby,